The Plattsburgh Common Council held its first meeting of the year Thursday. Following the organizational meeting, the new mayor and council held their first formal session. Due to COVID-19 precautions, half of the councilors were at City Hall. The other half joined virtually. It was the first meeting for newly sworn-in Democratic Plattsburgh Mayor Chris Rosenquist and two new councilors, Ward 4 Democrat Jennifer Tallon, who was elected in November, and Independent Jamie Canales, who was appointed by former Mayor Colin Reed to fill the term of former councilor Ira Barbell. During the organization portion of the meeting, councilors decided to change their meeting schedule from weekly to twice a month on the first and third Thursday. Ward 2 Democrat Mike Kelly was apprehensive about the reduced frequency.
Mayor Kasperzak, who I served under, had weekly meetings. And Mayor Calhoun, who I served under next, had biweekly meetings. Mayor Reed changed it back to weekly meetings, and you're changing it back to a biweekly meeting.
Yep.
Just a little history for you there. I hope you will consider this as an experiment, and if it does not work out to the advantage of the city, that you would consider going back to that perhaps next year.
Ward 5 Democrat Patrick McFarlane doesn't think fewer regular Common Council meetings will reduce their overall workload.
To further that discussion, I will note that the committee meetings we just adopted do require the full council to meet at least 3 weeks out of the month, and a lot of times those 3 weeks will be meeting twice in a week, so there still will be quite a lot of meetings.
The Common Council approved the 2021 budget in December, and the new panel certified the plan during the meeting. Councillor Canales, who was not on the council when the budget was crafted, requested the vote be tabled.
After looking at everything, in order to better represent my ward, I want to look at this a little further and see if we can postpone the vote on this until next Thursday. And this is just a lot to look at and vote on tonight, given the time frame that this was actually given out. I'll vote on it. I have no problem. But I would like to, in the future, have a little bit more time to view the documents or what's being proposed in order for me to vote intelligently and ethically.
Ward 3 Democrat Elizabeth Gibbs said a delay wasn't practical with their new meeting schedule.
By charter rules, our deadline is the 14th, so we can't put it off until the next council meeting. That would be beyond our time frame within the charter.
Ward 6 Democrat Jeff Moore explained their action is a formality to certify work that was done at the end of the year.
We did work very hard on this budget, and we did complete it just before the holidays, but we're not able to meet to finalize it. So
I trust your judgment. You know,
Councillor Elizabeth Gibbs was elected by the council to serve as mayor pro tem. I'm Pat Bratley, WAMC News.